Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. It's the end of the year. It's the last week of the year. Yay, 2017 is over. This has been a hellacious year for everyone. I mean, myself included. But you know what? There's been some bright spots, and that's what we're looking at this week. We're having our 90s. These are our award show. Here, awards week show, I guess is the better way to say it, where we're handing out, you know, the best of the best. Now, I will say, we do have a Family Sounds coming up where I will be talking about some of my favorite movies and things. So today, we're going to be looking more at the best in television and acting and things like that. Before we get started, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It helps us help you no matter where you're listening to us, whether it's Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, give us a good review. It helps other people find the awesomeness that is our show, or at least we think it's awesome, and hopefully you do too. But let's go ahead and just jump right into it. As far as TV, we're just doing three categories. We're doing best superhero show, best comedy, and best sci-fi show. As always, let us know your picks in the comments below or over on Facebook. Best superhero show. Now, this is a category that there's a lot. I mean, on CW alone, you have four shows. Then you throw in, like, Gotham, and this year saw that really not-so-good show that DC made about, like, the people who clean up after them that should have been good but just wasn't. But my favorite superhero show, the best superhero show of 2017, is The Flash. This is a show, it's part of the Arrowverse, and I think it is the perfect balance of everything that all those shows have to offer. You know, Arrow is a little too serious sometimes, and Legends is a little too, I don't want to say too funny, but a little too out there sometimes. And Flash has, for, what, 3-4 years now, consistently been able to find that balance in between and tell great stories, have comedy, but also have high stakes without getting too serious, but still letting you know what's going on. Grant Gustin and cast are phenomenal. Bringing in Ralph Dibny this season so far has been a real joy and a real delight. And the wedding has just been amazing. So many great things going on. And I just love it. Out of all the shows, it's the one that I'm not on my phone when I watch. If in today's day and age, you know, that definitely means something. I really just put my phone down, watch it, see what happens, and I love it. Our best comedy. Now, this one was pretty hard. There's a lot of great comedy shows out there, but I have to go with The Good Place. The Good Place had its second season this year, and it's Kristen Bell and Tony Danza and others, and it's wonderful. I watched the first season and enjoyed it, and then as it got to the end and there was a big twist, I didn't know how they were going to top it, but season two has topped it. Season two has been great, watching these characters go on their journey of redemption and escape. You know, it's a weird thing where they're trying to escape from this prison without anybody knowing, and then trying to also make people think that they're falling farther and farther down, you know, this evil well. And I really, really love this show. This is a show that, I mean, as much as I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine and other shows, this is a show that I tell people is the wittiest show on TV. It is the funniest, and if you just want good comedy, this is it. This is where it is at. You should be watching this show. If you're not, shame on you. They have confirmed that there will be a season 3, so, and I think they're on Netflix and or Hulu, so you can catch up on them. And our best sci-fi show is The Orville. Now, I know some people will think, oh, that's a comedy show. Why didn't you put that under comedy? But I think at this point, it's not. It is a sci-fi show. It is such a love letter to Star Trek The Next Generation, whether it be camera angles, music cues, storylines, everything like that. Seth MacFarlane has really done a great job of showing us, you know, what we're missing. I've watched a little bit of Star Trek Discovery, and I think Orville, you know, Discovery's more for the Calvin people, and Orville's more for the traditionalist. And it works. I mean, I really, you know, there's not an episode of this show that I have not enjoyed. And as it goes on, like you said, I just realize how much Seth MacFarlane loves Star Trek and how this is a dream project for him. He's been, you know, quoted saying that, but it's a dream project for any other Star Trek fans. You know, it is a cool view of the little moments in between and everything that's going on. So it's great. Jumping over to the movie side of things, we have our best, we're going to do best actor, best actress, and not best movie necessarily, because you'll have to check out Our Family Sounds for my pick for best movie, but the movie that I consider the most fun, and we'll start with that. The most fun I had at the movies this year was Baby Driver. Guardians was fun, Spider-Man was fun, Thor and Justice League were fun, Dunkirk was excellent, I wouldn't necessarily say fun. The Disaster Artist was fun. All these movies have been fun, but Baby Driver takes it away. This is a movie that the whole time you're just digging it, whether it's the acting, the soundtrack, just everything about it. It is a great heist movie. It is a great whodunit movie. It's a great action movie. It's a great, great movie. You know, there's so much. And Edgar Wright, knowing that he didn't do Ant-Man to do this, I'm okay with. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. And I know I've said a lot, but I genuinely love this movie. It is one that I've watched numerous times. I saw it in theaters, bought it. And normally, I'll buy a movie and it'll sit in the collection. But I've watched Baby Driver a few times, and it is still so enjoyable and so much fun. I got the soundtrack on vinyl. It's just cool, you know. Not a lot of movies can claim to be cool. Baby Driver is cool. And if you haven't seen it, you were missing out. Best actor, though, is James Franco in The Disaster Artist. He just is Tommy Wiseau and does such a phenomenal job of showing you this character and this man who is a genius and insane all at the same time, which is very common. But seeing this, I don't even want to say low budget, no budget project, even though he had all this money, you know, didn't have any kind of Hollywood backing, just through sheer willpower trying to get this movie made. And even though it does differ from the true story of The Room at points, James Franco really does a perfect job. And Seth Rogen is Seth Rogen in this movie. Dave Franco is Dave Franco. But James Franco is Tommy Wiseau. And it is wonderful and beautiful. Even if you haven't seen The Room, you can watch this movie easily and know what's going on and enjoy every minute of it. Our best actress. Now, I'll admit, I have not seen this movie yet that she is in, but just judging from what I have seen and what I have read and all the other people that are out there, I've got to go with Margot Robbie in I, Tonya. This movie, as of the recording, it's not out yet, but she's already been nominated for Golden Globes, and there's so much hype and buzz around this film. I think it's going to be really great. You know, we've seen Margot Robbie in some great roles, like Wolf of Wall Street, and then we've seen her in other roles like Suicide Squad. But she's a uber-talented actress who deserves credit, and I think this movie with her and Sebastian Stan, and the lady that plays her mom, Allison Janney, I think this cast and everything on it is just really going to knock it out of the park and hit a home run and surprise a lot of people. I'm old enough that I remember when Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan happened and what went down, or what, you know, we were told went down and what was perceived to go down. It looked like an interesting story even back then. So it was being able to see this other side of it and seeing, you know, kind of behind the scenes what happened, I think it's going to be great. And Margot Robbie is really embracing this character of Tonya Harding and showing off, you know, her character abilities and what she can do. And yeah, I'm probably going to day one Tonya, because it's going to be phenomenal. So there you have it. There are some of our best of TV and movies of 2017. Like we said, let us know what some of your favorites are. And when I say we, it's not just me. It's all the shows on the network. Like we said, we have Family Sounds coming up, and that's a crossover show with Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, who you can find out there at Blah Blah Podcast everywhere. Derek and Colby do a weekly roundup of pop culture and comics and just general goings-on, and it's a lot of fun. It's our adult show. There is curse words, obviously. It's in the title, but make sure you check it out. It's really good. If you want to talk to me, if you want to find me out there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything, just look for The Night Nerd. I'm out there. I love hearing from everybody. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. We have so much cool stuff coming starting next week, starting in the new year. So many cool things. We kicked the year off with a really cool guest. Really cool announcements. Make sure you check out our Facebook page for all that info. So you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to love it. So again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.